With schools back in session, a program that provided free meals to children during the summer in parks, playgrounds, campgrounds, and churches has come to an end. In one Western Massachusetts community, kids had healthy lunches delivered right to where they live from a fully equipped kitchen on wheels.
Hi, how are you today?
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Hundreds of children enjoyed lunch this summer from Baby Burke, the food truck that's part of the University of Massachusetts Amherst award-winning and nationally recognized dining program.
You guys want some lunch? Can you reach that?
The Baby Burke, which has been very popular on campus since it first rolled out in 2011, was a big hit at the apartment complexes in Amherst, where it made scheduled stops this summer, providing free lunches to kids and teenagers under 18 years old.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
At the Rolling Green Apartments, Ann Martineau said her two sons, ages 5 and 9, enjoyed the variety of lunches that were available. Carved turkey breast on salad greens, black bean burritos, cheese quesadillas, roasted red pepper hummus, and the universal favorite, a cheeseburger with chocolate milk.
They've tried a couple of things that I don't know that they would have tried otherwise, so it was good. And some are successful and some aren't, but, you know, it gives them a chance to try it. So it's been wonderful.
This was the first time the food truck participated in the Summer Food Service Program, which is funded by the U.S. Department of Agriculture and administered by the Massachusetts Department of Elementary and Secondary Education. It was state education officials who contacted UMass Amherst Dining about participating, according to Chris Fisher, the food truck and concessions manager at the flagship campus.
No one was using food trucks to cook to serve for the summer meal program yet. There were food trucks, but they were basically storage vessels where food would be prepared, put into a truck, and then brought to public places for what's called an open site meal service.
Baby Burke served lunch Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays during designated times at 7 apartment building complexes and the Mill River Recreation Area. The sites were chosen by the state using census data that identified locations where children are considered at risk for hunger. Both hot and cold lunches were available, and in keeping with the standards of the UMass Amherst Dining Program, most of the menu was locally sourced.
It's a pretty strict guideline of the nutrition and what you offer in terms of portioning and types of foods and food groups. So within those guidelines, we're doing the very best we can.
150 to 250 meals a day were served, well short of the projected 600 meals. Fisher said if the food truck is asked to participate in the program next summer, he'll look to expand it to 5 days per week and do more promotion.
It's just been so rewarding. You take the truck out and, you know, we don't get to serve this demographic very often, and the excitement in their eyes when they see the food truck, it's just amazing.
The participation in the summer meals program also meant employment during the summer for more staff of the campus dining services. Paul Becerra worked on the food truck this summer.
I love doing it because, you know what, seeing the kids smile, seeing their faces, as being very appreciative, being very happy to receive the meals, it makes me feel good that I'm doing something good to the community.
No university money was spent on the program. Reporting from Amherst, this is Paul Tuthill at WAMC's Pioneer Valley News Bureau on the campus of Western New England University.